KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Philip Buttram with the Gospel Tract Society is our guest on ABQ Connect. Philip, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, praise God. It's always a pleasure to talk with brothers and sisters with the Lord.
Agreed. Amen, brother. We spoke a time ago, sometime last year, but I wanted to bring you back on. And actually, I had intended to bring you back on. And if I'm being transparent, good on your staff. One of your staff reached out to me and asked if we'd have time to get you back on. I said, of course we would. Kudos to you and your staff for being diligent to make that happen. And as I tell most of my guests, hey, it's an open door. If we can do something to help further what you're doing, please let us know. And you did. Now let's back up a little bit. First of all, for those not familiar, you can get really familiar. If for some reason you leave our conversation today, take some time to go to gospeltractsociety.org. That's gospeltractsociety.org. The website's got a lot of great information. We're going to cover some of that. Philip, let's start with, the about, that tab you'll find on the website, for those not familiar, the genesis of the organization, the family aspect of it. Cause, if I recall correctly, you are not first generation.
Praise God. I am blessed to be the second generation. My dad, while studying to be a missionary in China, was called in 1926, by God to print God's word in a gospel tract. And that's when it started. And he did that until his death. And we're doing it ever since. Next year will be 100 years. We'll be in the ministry.
Wow. That is a landmark. So much appreciate all that the Gospel Tract Society has done over those years. Boy, you have to have at one time thought, it'll be interesting when I get to heaven, and I connect with other saints, that let me know, whether it was work that I had done through Gospel Tract Society and the Holy Spirit inspired them, or through, your dad's work or other family members, that has to be an encouragement to you. Yes.
Absolutely. Every once in a while being in the ministry, particularly being the head of a ministry, sometimes you get a little lonely up here. Yeah. And when I get lonely, maybe even a little depressed, God will send some dear saint, inspire them to send a letter that just flat out encourages me. And when I get it, I think, well, Lord, how many wonderful people out there have been encouraged by your word? And I don't know. Praise God, I'm going to find out. We're going to have a joyful time in the kingdom of God in heaven, rejoicing over Jesus, the fact that, he gave us his gift for us, and that we have accepted Christ. And I mean, we have printed millions and millions and millions of tracts and comics and activity books. They've gone all over the world. So I'm excited to have a crowd to meet in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. As will I. And you mentioned, those times in ministry where, you feel like, where are the guys to hold my hands, my arms up and help me here?
That's right.
And people who listen to the show regularly have heard me say it. It's organizations like Gospel Tract Society and other local ministries right here in Albuquerque, one of which we had it's on today's show, Impact Nations, that's doing, worldwide ministry. But we're in New Mexico and there's a lot of horrible things happening here. I mean, it's the abortion destination of not only the nation, but there's people from, other countries that come to New Mexico, for an abortion because of how, quite honestly, how easy it is. And hundreds of children right. just in Albuquerque are dying every week. And to see organizations that are sharing the truth about Jesus Christ, sharing the gospel, it's an encouragement to me. It makes you realize you're not alone. Do not grow weary in doing what is right. You are an encouragement. I do appreciate it. Now, for those not familiar, when we say tract, I grew up, I went to high school in the 80s And it was those, you know, there was tracts that people would have and hand out. And you have some a lot like the ones that I used to see. Some of the ones, they're little pamphlets, much like a small comic book or a small pamphlet with some illustrations. But for those not familiar, maybe bring them up to speed.
Well, a tract, it's like a pamphlet, a sales pitch. You know, like you're walking down the street and someone's handing out the cards for free pizza or discount pizza. It's just a little mini message, i.e. a mini sermon. And it's easy to read. It's just a little piece of paper that can slip into your pocket. It may be a single page. It may be a folded four page, or it could be a larger eight page, which gets into teaching. But they're all slanted to get the intention. You know, we live in a very competitive world. You know, Satan is so sharp in what draws the eye and gets attention. So we make our tracks attractive to the eye. You know, we compete against Disney and Dell Comics and whoever else. So if it's just on a piece of newsprint and truthfully, you know, tacky or ugly, it's not going to get the attention of someone to what I call cold call, who's not been in the ministry or who's not familiar with Jesus. So we've got to get the attention. And that's what God has led me to do with the artwork. If you can get a person's attention for just a couple of seconds and they can open the page, okay, you've got another 4 or 5 seconds to keep their attention. So they've got to be easy to read. They've got to be readable. The message has got to be clear. God is clear. The Bible is simple. It's man that makes it complicated with all the theologies and theories and, you know, whatever else he's going to put into it. But God speaks the language of the children. And God loves everyone. So our goal is to make a little message that a person can hand out and either talk to an individual or just hand out and let the Lord take over. But the message is there. The word will not come back void. God has promised that. So we want to make sure that what we have in a tract, and that's T-R-I-C-T, but in a tract is clean, is easy to understand, is the message of God, it's anointed by the Holy Spirit. And if we can plant that seed into the harvest field and let the Holy Spirit take care of the water, the growing, the sunshine, it will grow into fruit. I've got stories and stories of seed that have been planted and gone for years before they finally took root and so received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. So a tract is just a tool. It's a seed to plant in the harvest field.
Yeah. And, you know, part of what I appreciate too, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, different churches under different names and slightly different doctrines that all fall within the pale of Christian Orthodox teaching because they all agree on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians that he delivered to them as of first importance, first of all, primarily the gospel. And, I haven't been through all your material, but just based on the name, I'm going to guess that what you provide is that most important thing. You want to share the gospel and see people make a decision for Christ, be moved by the Spirit to do so. And doctrine's important; otherwise, it wouldn't be in the Bible. But the gospel is primary, I guess is that essentially where you fall?
Our main thrust is salvation, absolutely, because that's what we're called to do. I mean, through the Old and New Testament, it's all about getting right with God. How to get right with God through salvation, through repentance. So everything that we have is number one. It's Bible based. It is not doctrine. You can get off on a doctrine and talk all day. It's man's teaching. I don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with sin. The way to deal with sin is to present the gospel, the good news, which the good news is what? Jesus. Jesus came, died, resurrected. He's gone. He's waiting for us. Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to present the message of Jesus Christ in a clear, clean, easy to understand, and allow the Holy Spirit to move upon the heart. See, son, daughter, I'm here. Come home. Come to the cross.
And Philip, we talked about the physical tracts that are available, but as the ministry's grown and kept up with technology, There's other tools available, especially on the website under the Listen and Watch tab. What will our listeners find at gospeltractsociety.org on that tab?
I'd say we talked a little bit last time about the print page being antiquated because everything's electronic now. Well, God uses both. And on the Listen and Watch, God has opened the door a few years ago for me to do interviews like this to promote the ministry, to challenge the family, the children of God, to be about the Father's business. And that's promoting gospel tracts, the seeds of the ministry. So on the Listen and Watch, you'll find interviews that God has opened the door for us to do, both video and audio. You'll find letters. We do a monthly letter that is primarily to encourage the saints, things about this ministry. God will give me, and I'm not a preacher, brother. You know, I'm a vessel. I'm very on the street. I'm a very timid person. But when it comes to God, when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to Holy Spirit, there rises within me a boldness. And within that boldness, God will give me a message to write, and we'll do a newsletter. So newsletters are on the Listen and Watch tab. Also, as some of my favorite, I tell you, God can minister to us in so many different ways. One of the things that God ministers to me in is gospel songs. And sometimes a song would just touch me deeply and allow the Holy Spirit to just, you know, I'll break down and just cry like a baby. Well, some of these songs are on the webpage that you can click on, listen to the original artist. None of these are there for my glory or the glory of my daddy or even GTS. They're there to minister to the saints, to encourage the saints, and give glory to God and to further his kingdom.
Well, and that's apparent when you go to the site and see the work that's happening. Again, the website is gospeltractsociety.org. Let's put hands and feet to this, Philip. We've talked about what they are. Now let's talk about how to put them to use and why we're talking to the listener about this. They can go to the website. They can order tracts. They can send a link to someone. They can share the link to the website on their social media and impact their circle of influence that way. But, you know, I have to imagine over the years, you know, you think of creative ways. And, you know, I know some people, the very popular thing to do with the small booklet paper tracts is, with, you know, after a meal with a generous tip to represent.
Right. Absolutely.
to leave a gospel tract. But, you know, so many of us, you know, regularly go to a diner or, you know, a restaurant and actually somewhat develop a relationship with
yes.
servers that we regularly know. And what a great opportunity, because you've developed that relationship to be able to see, you know what, I so much appreciate, you know, what, you know, you serve us well. We love coming here. We enjoy your company. I'm going to leave this for you because, I care about you, and I hope you'll find it interesting. And you know, when I see you again, if you got a question, I'd love to talk to you. Regardless though, we'll see you next time, you know, and not just, you know, think of other areas, you know, in your life where you're regularly seeing someone, and you know, you can just leave it places and, you know, pray that the Spirit will move and get it in the right hands.
There are so many stories and so many opportunities that you've just talked about. We have some people that will put a tract in their bill. Some people still pay by check and they put in the bills, or they'll put in a Christmas card. I had a gentleman who designs Christmas cards in California, and he said, you know, I've never put a tract in my cards that I send out personally. How about send me a package of them for Christmas? So, you know, working up on Easter, we had one lady, dear sweet saint, she wanted to be a missionary and was actually studying to go overseas, and she was struck down with an illness that prohibited her from traveling. And so she said, well, God, I've got this brain. I've got to reach people. What can I do? Well, over the past 25 years, she has mailed a letter and a gospel tract to every person in her county. over 20 or 250,000 people she has contacted with. So there are ways to minister to people. We have tracks that especially designed for tipping, to leave a tip for a waitress or a waiter. We had a letter from a dear sweet lady. Her daughter was getting married. They had a wedding rehearsal, and after rehearsal, her daughter and future son-in-law and husband went down to a restaurant and had where to eat. And lady came up with the waitress and was she just had a kind of perplexed look on her face. And so the lady said, "Ma'am, what's wrong?" She said, "I've got this terrible migraine I've had for days. I just can't get rid of it. You know, I'd stay home if I could, but I got to work." And so they said, "What, may we pray with you?" And this waitress kind of looked around and said, "Well, what do you want to eat?" They went ahead and ate. She came back with a bill. And the lady insisted, said, "Please, let's pray with you." She said, "Well, okay, quickly." So she prayed with her for the healing, gave her a gospel tract. Week and a half later, the lady and her daughter was at the lawyer's office and said, "Let's go by that restaurant again, get something to eat." They had, you know, just really nice lunch. So they sat down, and she said, a woman came running to the table, and she said, "Well, I was kind of startled. I didn't know who this woman was." Well, come find out, it was the waitress that they had met the week and a half before. She said, "You won't believe it. You won't believe it. I went home that night after you prayed for me, and I read that piece of paper, that tract that you gave me. I received Jesus as my Savior, and I got healed. The headache is gone and hasn't come back."
Wow.
There was the willingness to expose yourself to criticism, to mockery by praying for somebody. But this woman was willing and cared enough about her waitress that she prayed for her. She cared about her soul, gave her a tract. The woman was healed and received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We got to be willing to open ourselves up for criticism, for ridicule, for mockery, for the name of Jesus Christ. We are vessels. We're full of the Holy Spirit. We are obligated to pour out of that Spirit to somebody else, somebody in need. We don't know where people are mentally, physically. They're going. People are in trouble. People are hurt. We have the answer as Christians in Jesus Christ. We must share the gospel. We must be about the Father's business. Time is too short to sit back and not do anything. We've got to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Well, and the Gospel Tract Society is doing that. Listen, I'll go back to my days in sales to give this in connection to that story. Listen, you don't get the sale you don't ask for. And all someone did was ask if they could pray with someone and share the truth with them and watch God do a great work. And we're going to continue to do that. Listen, your staff isn't afraid to reach out and ask and have them reach out anytime. We'd love to have you back on again. Brother, I'm looking forward to connecting with you again and getting an update. And remember, you can go to the website at gospeltractsociety.org, get that newsletter. You can also, it's a nonprofit organization. There's a place for you to donate towards the work they do and order the tracks or use the digital availability on the website and share that with others. Philip Bertram with Gospel Tract Society, thank you so much again for your time.
God bless you, Steve. Walk to God's peace. Thank you.
Amen. You too, brother. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Yeah, it's just that easy, right?